This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Great Moscow Circus. Presenting today in the Fab FM studios, we have Mark Edgley, we have Wallace and the Clown, we have Talia the trapeze artist, and Taylor the singer. Yes, this is the Extreme Show. Be amazed by the world's best daredevil cage riders and international flair riders, the extreme wheel of death, high wire walkers, breathtaking aerial performers, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, the Great Moscow Circus!
They are in the studio. Good morning, guys. How are you all today? Good,
fantastic. After that introduction, we're unbelievable.
Mark Edgley is first talk to you, Mark. We're sharing a few microphones here. But, Mark, you're the son of Michael Edgley, who I met in the 70s. And he really pioneered it. Before that, of course, Eric pioneered it back in the old days. But then Michael pioneered it certainly in the 70s and into the 80s. But now you're the man in charge. What's it like to be in charge of the Great Moscow Circus?
Well, now we work with a fantastic, famous circus family, local circus family, the Weber family. So I'm not actually the boss, but I do take charge of some positions. And we've now been in the Moscow Circus now since 1965. So Edgley Weber presentation now has been going for a few years, actually almost 10 years with the family. And this particular tour has been going for 2 years. Every time we do a show in Australia, it's a brand new show. And this show is exciting. It's called the Moscow Circus Extreme for the reason, because it brings the wow factor to the audience, obviously with a sensational trapeze artist, very, very funny daredevil clown, and a beautiful singer from The Voice, who we've got in the show today to introduce you to. Amazing singer.
We'll get to you in just a moment. But I want to talk, because I always loved clowning. And one of those wishes you had to do, sort of bucket list before you die sort of thing, I wanted to play the circus clown once in a circus. And when Silver Circus came to Adelaide one day, I had a story to do, and I said, instead of just doing the normal story, can I be the clown in the circus tonight? And we'll film it, me being the clown, without anybody in the audience knowing that it was me. But we had the cameras there, but they thought, oh, well, just there for the circus. And as a clown, Wallison, hello.
Oh, hello there.
You love being a clown, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, were you the school clown?
Not really, because...
would have been a great answer if you'd said yes. But listen, I did... Now, you would know a lot of clown routines, and the one that I did and was taught, the whole afternoon I rehearsed it, was the honeybee. Do you know routine?
Yeah, I know this one.
Yeah, I think every clown knows the honeybee, and I did the honeybee, and I had the best fun. Now, I don't want to ever have to do it again. I don't have to do it again, but I did it once. And can you understand and pass on to the listeners how fantastic it is to be under that grease paint and be a clown and get the laughs from the audience? How special is that?
No, it's the best feeling anyone could ever had in this life, because I don't even kind of explain, you know, like it's just so good, you know. You just start to stay in your own way, your own world. Like, it's just fantastic. I just love it.
Yeah, and you just work out the timing too, and there's different audiences, and you get your timing right. And timing is so imperative for a clown.
Yes, especially when it happens something that you're not waiting for, and we must have to go, like, think quickly and try to do something like this, because it's always different.
Yes.
It's like every show is different. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Dad, when you were growing up, did you say, oh, one day, Mum and Dad, I want to be a clown?
No.
What did you want to be originally? Or did you do something else?
Well, I actually wanted to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah, like, I want to...
So maybe a clown doctor?
No. No, I want to just help bring like kids to the world.
Yes, you wanted to be a doctor, but now you're a clown. Now you're a clown in the circus. And how do your friends feel about you being a clown?
Well, actually, because no one was waiting for it. When I joined the circus, I didn't join to be a clown straight away. You know, like I had to work out like for many, many years. You know, a lot of practice.
Fantastic. Well, Wallace, and I can't wait to see you as the clown. Now, look, I'm told that over in Perth, this is almost a very serious thing. 11 inflatable clowns were stabbed.
Yeah, yes.
Tell us about the inflatable clown. Well, you didn't get hurt at all, but the clowns were deflated. They were stabbed.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let Mark explain the situation.
Okay, because all right.
It wasn't very pleasant, especially the community seriously weren't that impressed at all. And we have part of our marketing is we have these giant blow-up clowns, which are amazing. And we put a lot of clowns in a particular area.
Yes.
And it's really part of our marketing. And we love the clowns are fantastic. The kids can't drive home from school and they see the clowns there. But
stabbed them.
Well, you get people out there in this world who decided they want to ruin it for everyone else. It doesn't matter what they do and what we try to be happy. And it was sad, but the good thing about the community is always get behind us, and they were very appreciative of our clowns.
Yes.
And it was it wasn't very nice, but we march on and we move on.
Good on you. No, that's terrific. Now let's get to Taylor. Taylor, you are a singer. Now, you were part of Team George on the talent show The Voice, and you're a fifth-generation big top performer as well. So what did you think of The Voice, and was that a great experience for you?
Yeah, it was a really good experience.
Hang on a second. My fault. Go.
Yeah, it was a really good experience. It shows you, like, a lot of what happens behind the scenes and how to, like, cope with singing, like, just on the spot. You have to know everything. But it's good. Yeah, it's a good experience. I would do it again. It was fun. Yeah. But now,
What are the hosts really like?
Yeah, no, Boy George was actually, like, he actually helped a lot. When he doesn't wear makeup, you can't tell who he is.
Right.
No, but it was really good. He actually gives, like, good advice, and there's a lot of people behind the scenes that help you as well and calm you down before you go on the show, so it was really good.
Yes. Now, you were a fifth-generation circus performer. What's it like to sort of travel around in a circus all the time? Does it get tiring?
No, because you're going to different places every single week, so you're going to, like, see, like, the whole of Australia, and it's really fun. You get to look and find new things. Like, I've done it when I was, like, a child before, but I don't remember any of it. But it's good to come and experience it and see all the photos of before and now. It's good.
Isn't that terrific? Now, you're the singer in the show, so what sort of songs do you sing?
So I sing the opening.
The opening?
Yeah, so there's a big opening.
Well, give us a little
no,
bit of
No, I can't. It's got to be a surprise.
Oh, yeah, are you not telling us? Well, no. Can you give us one line of the song?
Maybe I'll just the last song, which was probably easier.
Yeah, the last song. The last song, just a little bit.
Well, I sing a few songs. So I sing the opening.
Yep.
I sing Underneath an Aerial Act.
Yes.
That does the Silks. She's really good.
Gee, I hope you don't put them off.
No.
All right, good. Right.
And I sing the finale.
Tell us a little bit about the finale. Do a little bit of the finale for us. Just a line. Just
early.
One line. It's one okay, line. Come on.
Just a hint.
Just a hint, yes. Come on.
I can't even remember.
The boss said it's okay. Come on.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Oh, that's a beautiful voice. She's got a beautiful voice.
She nails it.
Now, put the mic over to this lady. Now, tell us who you are.
My name's Talia. I'm actually a seventh generation circus performer.
Oh, so you up her by two.
Yeah.
Seven generations. Goodness me. Now, you up on the high wire?
No, I do the solo trapeze.
Oh, you do the trapeze on your own?
Yes.
Now, do you work with a net or without a net?
No, I work without a net.
How do you do that? Because every circus I go to, they've got a net. You're saying that you do this without a net.
Yeah, so it's not like a flying trapeze.
Right.
So it's just a solo act. So it's like completely different.
Describe it for us. Describe it.
It's just one solo trapeze, and instead of swinging to each other, I do everything on my own onto the trapeze. Like, I don't leave the bar.
Yeah, and you sort of curl around and up and down and all that?
Yeah.
Like a pretzel. Are you the human pretzel?
No. I wouldn't call that my ex like a contortion or anything.
It's just beautiful. It's like a work of art.
Yes, in a way, probably.
Oh, I got that out of it. That's good. But look, it's great. And back to you, Wallison, the clown. Now, do you drive that little car that we've been seeing around the shy? Do you actually drive that in the circus?
Not really.
It looks like a little clown car.
Yes, it does.
It'd be wonderful if you could come in on that. You could have... How many clowns are there? Are you the single clown?
Yes.
Only one clown?
Only one clown.
So you got nobody to play off? It's just
I've got
you.
The audience to play off. So.
Oh, yes. Good answer, that one. And what routines do you do? Now, I did the honeybee, as I said. What routine do you do? Well, you can't do the honeybee because it takes a couple of clowns to do that.
Yes, exactly. But the ones I do, I can't explain because it's a surprise.
Well, try. Oh, come on. Give us a tease.
I can't.
I think what Wallison based, I'll interfere because I think it helps the situation. Wallison likes to keep everything a secret. However, he works with the audience so well that he's got to work in between each act. And there's certain reprises, they call it, he does do with the balloons, and he takes some kids out of the audience. And it's very, very funny. But the best thing is he makes everyone feel so comfortable.
Isn't that great?
And funny for the audience.
And do you do a little bit before the show starts? You know, wanders around the audience a little bit just to warm them up a little bit? Do you do that?
No, you don't.
You just come out as Wallison the Clown. You have your own introduction.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. I didn't have any of that. So what's it like travelling around? Well, you travel around all around Australia. Is this the first time you've had a chance to look at Australia and see these different towns?
Yeah, I've been really amazed by what I've seen in Australia so far. Like I've been in around 16 different countries, but this one has been the best one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Everywhere you go, it's really beautiful.
You're telling me the truth here?
I'm really telling you the truth.
That's right. I'll put you on the lie detector here, but I'll find out. But no, it's wonderful that you're all here. Congratulations on the Great Moscow Circus. Mark, this is the very first time. It's never come to Port Douglas before.
Never before. The closest has been Cairns. We just recently performed Mareeba. We did Atherton about 4 years ago. So it's the first time we've been to Port Douglas, which is amazing for us and obviously amazing for the people living in the area as well.
Well, you're in the middle of paradise, the Great Moscow Circus.
It's like Hawaii.
It's not like Hawaii. It's better than Hawaii. Wallison will tell you he's been to Hawaii and it's better than there. But no, it's just terrific. And I mean, it's so historical to come up here to be in the Douglas Shire. And this is the most beautiful. This is paradise. Mm. So you've come to a great spot. And you'll be, tell us how long you'll be going. Your first show tonight?
We start tonight. Yep. We have a show Wednesday, Thursday and Friday evening. Two shows Saturday, one at 3 and one at 7. And last show Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, just after church.
Yeah, oh, just after church. Yes. Oh, that's good. Yeah. And Wallison will go to Clown Church and then come back and do the performance.
And the best thing about really our show is it's for all ages.
Yes.
It's affordable and it's exciting. So those three things in one package is amazing for the people who come and see us.
Now, I've got to tell you, listeners, I'll be giving away, I don't know, what have you got for us to give away today?
I've got you a double pass here.
A double pass, yes. Is this for to give but away to
is,
a
this,
listener?
This is for the listener, yes.
A double pass for tomorrow night.
For tonight or tomorrow night.
Or tonight or tomorrow night. Yep. That's fantastic. Did you like my little introduction to you?
It was unbelievable. You should come and work at the show, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Great Moscow Circus.
Very nice voice, but like Oleg Popov.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no need to be insulting. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Well done.
Thank you
for coming
Nazdravia.
In. Yeah. Well, what was that?
Nazdravia.
Yeah, same to you as well.
The Great Moscow Circus is bringing it to the Douglas Shire with an all-new extreme show. Be amazed by the world's best daredevil cage riders and international flare riders. The extreme Wheel of Death, high wire walkers, breathtaking aerial performers and much, much more. The Great Moscow Circus, August 7 to 11 at Reynolds Park, Port Douglas. Book now at thegreatmoscowcircus.com.au.